Our gospel reading for this morning comes from John chapter 3. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the gospel of our Lord. So grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So wind. You North Dakotans understand wind. Before I moved to North Dakota 8 years ago, I had a whole different concept of wind. Sure, growing up in central Illinois, we had wind, but not like the wind that comes across the prairie. And when we lived in Wisconsin, well, there were trees. So I got some funny looks the first time I said it was windy in Glenburn when I had just moved there, when it was what I now know as a gentle North Dakota breeze. And when I finally experienced the prairie winds, I was amazed at how strong they were, how they could push my car on a road, how I could actually really see a tumbleweed go across the road in front of my car, and how sometimes it would even be hard to open that car door. So I wondered this week if prairie winds were the kind of winds that Nicodemus experienced when he lived in Israel. You see, Jesus used this image of the Spirit working in our world. He used the image of the wind to describe that. And I wonder if Nicodemus was feeling the movement of the Spirit in his life. Is that why he sought out Jesus with his questions? So who is this Nicodemus guy? Nicodemus was a Jewish religious leader. He was a Pharisee. For all intents and purposes, he knew his religion. But I wonder if he was questioning some things. Questioning his beliefs, his faith, because he had seen what Jesus was up to. He had seen the signs, so to speak, and he believed that Jesus was from God. Maybe he had been at the wedding in Cana and seen Jesus change water into wine. Maybe he had seen Jesus healing someone. Or maybe he had been at the temple the day that Jesus turned over the tables of the money changers. Nicodemus had seen things, and now he had questions. Maybe the Spirit was moving in his life. Nicodemus, though, isn't ready to fully admit that he was interested in meeting with Jesus. I mean, he wasn't completely ready to come out into the open with his questions and his wonderings. So he meets Jesus at night. It was a meeting held in the darkness and the shadows, away from the crowds, away from anyone who would recognize him. If people saw Nicodemus talking with Jesus, his reputation would have been tarnished. His fellow religious leaders would not have understood his curiosity. Yet for some reason, Nicodemus was intrigued by Jesus. He knew what it meant to be religious, to follow the rules, to perform the rituals and sacrifices. But there was something moving and working in him that suggested that Jesus was the key to more. So Nicodemus opens up this conversation by saying to Jesus that he'd seen what he had been doing and that he knew that he was from God. And as it often happens with conversations with Jesus, Jesus has answers for Nicodemus before he even asks. Answers that will challenge him. Jesus tells him that he may have seen the signs, but Nicodemus has not seen the kingdom of God. Because in order to see the kingdom of God, you need to be born from above, to be born again, to be born of the Spirit. Born again, born from above, born of water and Spirit. How can that be possible? Well, to a logical and practical man like Nicodemus, it seems impossible. It seems like it's outside of the realm of what is realistic. It does not fit with his religious understanding. Being born of the Spirit, what does that mean? Nicodemus surely wants to know if he can accomplish it. I mean, is it even something that we accomplish? It's not something that he can do. It's not something that we can do. It is the work of God, the God who loves us, the God who sent his Son so that we might have life. It is the Spirit of God that guides us in our life of faith, and it is the Spirit working in us and through us, not anything we do, that leads us to living in the kingdom of God here and now and more fully in the future. And here's where the wind comes in. Jesus uses the wind to describe to Nicodemus the work of the Spirit. In fact, fun fact, the word used in Greek for spirit and the word used for wind are the same word. And I don't know about you, but I love this image of the wind blowing where it wants and how we experience the wind, but we can't control it. It's the same with the Spirit. We can experience the Spirit of God in our lives. We can feel the nudging and guidance of the Spirit, but we can't control it. I got to thinking this week as I was thinking about the Spirit moving in my life, and I thought about the many times when the Spirit has led me, and it's felt like a gentle breeze, a little nudge, and maybe you have felt those nudges too. You know what I'm talking about, that nudge to send a card, the nudge to call someone, the nudge to reach out to someone, the nudge to talk to someone you've never talked to before, or maybe the nudge to open yourself up to be helped. There have also been times in my life when it felt like a tornado hit my life. Strong winds moving in every direction, I wasn't expecting. I thought of my college days. You might find it interesting that I had all these plans to become a doctor. We see how well that worked out. God had other plans. The call to ministry came into my life and it hit me like what seemed like out of nowhere. It was so strong that I couldn't fight it. So unexpected, it turned my life upside down. And then there were those times when the wind was blowing hard, but I fought hard to resist it, to walk in another direction and push back against where the Spirit was calling. I spent 20 years avoiding the call to ordained ministry. I like to use the image that I walked around like this going, la, 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 I can't hear you. But I finally gave in. And then there's those short bursts of wind that'll come in your life that might prompt you to move or to do something different. And it was one of those bursts that gently pushed my husband and I towards considering new calls last fall. And it's that burst that led me here to Trinity. The Spirit leads us every day in big and small ways all throughout our lives, calling us to step out in faith, to share the love and grace of God in so many ways. So this conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus is not about how we are born again so we can check some appropriate box on the salvation checklist. No, it's about how God is the one who saves, how we don't earn it or save ourselves. It is God who loved us so much that he sent his Son, not to condemn the world, but to save us through his life, death, and resurrection. You see, we have been set free, saved, born from above, whatever you want to say, so that we can leave behind all that is keeping us from the prompting, from listening to the prompting, the nudges of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit moves in all our lives in unexpected and expected ways, guiding us and pushing us to live as God is calling us in the kingdom of God here and now. So where is the wind blowing in your life? Not just outside with the snow today, but where is the Spirit moving? Is it a gentle breeze? Is it a tornado? Are you open to it or are you ignoring it? The Spirit has so much in store for those who believe, who open their hearts to its movement. Nicodemus was searching. Nicodemus had questions. And maybe Nicodemus was feeling the Spirit moving in his life, and maybe you are too. God loves us so much that he set us free for a purpose in this world, to share God's love and light with others. And that might look differently in your life than in mine, but we can be sure that the Spirit is working in all of our lives. And we might be surprised at what the Spirit has in store for us, for this place, for this community. So let's open our hearts to the surprising things that God has in store for us. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. And so, brothers and sisters, it is with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.